you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leo Lowenstein, Tim Cogshell, and Charles Solomon. First up, a prequel, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Tim?
You know, I was hoping that this prequel would change my mind about these films. It didn't. But I do know that fans of The Hunger Games series will enjoy this prequel, in which we get hints at all of the things that we're going to come to see about 65 years later.
Tom Blythe and Rachel Zegler star, Francis Lawrence, the director, The Hunger Games. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is rated PG-13 in wide release. May-December is the latest film from director Todd Haynes. It stars Natalie Portman, Julianne Moore, and Charles Melton. Sammy Bursch wrote the screenplay. Lael.
Haynes is so good at doing stories about duality and appearance versus reality, and he does this very well here with this woman who's researching the life of a notorious couple formerly in a scandal. Portman is excellent, Moore is excellent, and Melton is especially good. I think it was just a terrific film. Very, very well done.
May-December's rated R. It's in select theaters and begins streaming on Netflix December 1st. Dream Scenarios, written and directed by Christopher Borgli, stars Nicolas Cage, Julianne Nicholson, and Michael Cera. Tim.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage is this professor that starts to show up in people's dreams, not doing much of nothing until he does. And Nicolas Cage turns it up to 11.
Dream Scenario, highly recommended by Tim. It's in select theaters and rated R. The documentary The Disappearance of Cher Height tells the story about the researcher of women's sexuality who met with tremendous backlash after publication of the Height Report in a book she did on men's sexuality. The documentary is directed by Nicole Nunham. Lael.
Yeah, this is a fascinating, just deeply illuminating and ultimately heartbreaking look at the renowned sexologist Cher Height. And it taught me a lot about her that I didn't know, including the fact that she was not only a renowned sexologist, but she became something of a punching bag for the U.S. media and for men in general, and was forced to leave the country, sadly.
The Disappearance of Cher Height is rated R. It's at the AMC Burbank 16. And the Japanese animated action-adventure Suzume is written and directed by Makoto Shinkai. Charles.
Well, Shinkai is one of the most interesting young directors who've come up in Japan in the last several years. This is a really exceptional movie. It's one of the best animated films of the year. Should be an Oscar nominee, but he's going to be up against Miyazaki, so probably not, but well worth seeing. Very interesting characters, very well-made film.
It's available on the Crunchyroll streaming service, Suzume. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear our entire hour of Film Week. We do it weekly, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.